If a corpse fell into this pond, right, into this water, or shahalach behin hatame, or an impure person walks in it, v'shasa tar, and then someone comes along and drinks from it, tahor, he remains pure. Why? Because as we said, if it's connected to the ground, it can't become impure, the water. So even if a corpse fell into it, it remains pure all the while it's connected to the ground. Echad megvaim, and this law is the same for pool water that we've been dealing with. May boiros, water in a system. May shichim, water in ditches. May maros, water in caverns. May tamtsios, rainwater ponds shepasku, that have stopped, meaning there's no more flow into it. And also mikvahs containing less than 40 sa. So all the mishnahs we've been talking about now cover all these different kinds of pits and cisterns and whatever. Bishasa geshamim hakoltar, at the time when it is raining, so they're all considered pure. If we didn't know what status the pit had, did it have, you know, did an impure person drink from it or not? So at the time it's raining, we assume that they are pure. And he brings over here the Kati, three different opinions as to why. Just take one of them, and that is the rain keeps people away. People don't come near these. You know, people are not walking around when it's raining. Pascha Geshamim, when the rain stops, Hakrovim Le'ir V'Lederech Tmeh, any of these pits that are near a town or near a road are impure, because then we assume people were drinking from it. But if it's far away, distant pits, Tohirim, they remain pure. Ad Shehalchu Rov B'nei Adam, until like a lot of people go that way. For example, he brings if a caravan passes by there, then we assume it's impure because they're all drinking from it. And then we assume someone in the caravan was impure, and so the water in the pit now takes on that impurity status.